You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, JP.
Hello. How's it going today?
It's going well. Yeah, we're here.
Yeah,
we're
that's,
here
that's what it is.
Let's see where we go from there.
That's what it is. And it feels like a good day to be talking about your door, good day to be discussing the Browns. Now, where are you at with this? Because I still have 8 more hours. You have 5 more hours of Shador talk before the game. There's a lot of excitement for the game, obviously.
Sure is.
But at this point, because we've done so much Shador conversation, where are you at?
I think I'm just this side of flip-flopping, right? Like on Tuesday and Wednesday,
yeah.
If I just came out and said, oh, Jay Willikers, Shador's going to be bad. Oh, he's not going to be good. I think today makes a hell of a lot of sense if I just say, 455 yards, 7 touchdowns, 0 interceptions, and a DX crotch chop at center field at the old Darth Vader Dome in Las Vegas.
Like, is that how we keep it interesting for ourselves?
Yep.
Is that what we do? We just go, whatever we said Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday doesn't matter at all.
No,
and
no,
now
no.
We got a new storyline.
New information.
Because there's so much new information out there.
Yeah, he's practiced three times.
They played so many games in the time that we've talked about this on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
He's practiced three times.
They played so much. They practiced so much. We've gotten so much new input. You watched him wear an orange jersey.
Now, I have not seen the practice.
You did? No. But we watched him put on.
Dreamed it.
That was an orange jersey that he wore.
And in my dreams, the practices looked really good.
So
really good.
I mean, so that's really, that's good. That's good that we could have such a change of opinion based off of just a couple days.
Yeah.
Nice to know you stand for something.
Well, I mean, listen, some shows do revisionist history, but not us.
Well,
never.
I mean, it's just incredible.
Show left in town, let me tell you, buddy boy.
If this is how you keep the conversation flowing, this is how you keep the conversation flowing.
I mean, listen, let's all admit it. It's okay to be excited. You can hate Shador Sanders. You can be excited about the opportunity to see him on Sunday because the greatest drug in the history of the NFL is the unknown. It's why the backup quarterback in Cleveland always has a higher Q rating than the actual starting quarterback does, because it's like, well, this guy over here, I've watched him stink it up for 6 damn starts. This other guy, I've only seen a little bit. I can make excuses for it. So I think it's okay. If you're a Shador hater and you want to be excited for Sunday, as Shador Switzerland, and you can back me up, you can negate it.
I don't know,
as
though.
As Shador Switzerland, you always want Switzerland to be the judge.
We should at some point unpack how yesterday in the show, or was it even 2 days ago in the show, now they're all running together.
It never happened.
We had a whole segment
today's
on the,
show's the only one that matters.
We had a whole segment on the rundown where you were going to make a decision to then obviously not make a decision on whether or not you were
it's your fault.
Supporter or whether you were... What happened?
It's your fault.
What happened?
It's
your fault. You were going to announce you are a supporter. Clearly, you were headed that way.
I think that's how you took it.
And
it doesn't mean that's how it was going
to
go.
And then you did the whole lead up to just do nothing.
No.
To not even pick a side.
Once we talked about it.
To ride the offense as longer as you possibly can.
I thought it was chicken bleep if all of a sudden at the 11th hour, I became a supporter. I did.
No. These are the bad times based off of last Sunday's game. We're allowing more people to come in. We didn't think more people would be knocking down on the door to want to come in, but we're allowing as many people that want to come in to come in. Now, the people we have an issue with is not people like yourself.
Mm-hmm.
The people we have an issue with is the people that are trying to, basically just say is if Shador is great and awesome, well, then this is just, hey, how about this? This is great. While completely ignoring what they did for 9 months. I think that's the people that we're kind of upset with at the moment.
We do want to hear your Shador stat line predictions. We're not going to do quick predicts. That's another show. But 216-474-0092. At Nick Wilson says, at Jay Peterlin on social media, social media reactions on X, powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. I would like to hear your predictions for Shador's stat line. We got a few on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel. Raul Havana, I think that's how you say it, saying Shador will have more sack yards than passing yards. Book it. It's kind of got a Larry the Cable Guy vibe there, going with the book it there.
The book it.
Let's see. Motivated, dedicated, 98. That rhymes, saying get ready for 8 for 32. And then PJ... Our guy PJ saying he had 16 yards against the Ravens.
Okay.
Mm.
He's just saying things. Okay.
Yeah. Well, we got many people saying things. We got Devrion saying Browns victory Monday, locking it in.
He wants to do the Ken Garman. Ken has put himself in a lose-lose. I don't think he realizes it or not.
I think he might think it's a win-win.
I think he thinks it's a win-win. This is a lose-lose. If Shador is awesome, then we're just going to remember what you said from Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, when you said this was going to go horribly and this wasn't going to go well and everything associated with it. Meanwhile, if it's the reverse and Shador stinks, then we're just going to remember today as you try to turn 6-10 into a pep rally.
Yeah, I'm going to continue to go on this because...
At least I'll see it. I don't know about you guys.
Our take on... Well, I think the real key is, will Lima hold him accountable for both takes?
He's got the winning hand in either side if he wants to take it. He just has to decide.
We'll never know.
The game hasn't even played out yet. I can tell Lima he's got the winning hand.
They like to keep score with everybody else.
Fact that when you're named Gas Bag of the Week on the Dan Le Batard Show, a show you love, Anthony Lima, how did they introduce you to that show?
Mm.
How did they introduce you? Mm. Anthony Lima? They called you Anthony Lima?
Mm.
Ooh. Don't let Ken be the hero of this story. Yeah, you do a lot of good work over there, Anthony Lima. You go ahead and get yours.
So that being said,
I would be very upset if the show I loved for a decade plus, I finally made it onto the show that I loved and have loved for a long time. He's been between like Bill Simmons and Dan Le Batard. I know he loves those shows. And then for them to be like, who's the co-host here with Ken Carmen? Oh, Anthony Lima.
Mm.
I would lose it.
Now, that being said, wasn't he already on the Le Batard Show for the Give It To Me Again?
Did they do it right? I don't know. Was he on there for that? I'm not sure.
I vaguely recall this time
around, they called him Anthony Lima, and that's unfortunate. Here's what this feels like to me. Not to get too deep into like local politics or anything like that, but I told you before about that issue we had in Solon with the winery that they just voted on, and it was a big deal. Big deal in Solon, right? Like, do you vote for the winery? Do you not vote for the winery? I wanted the winery because who wouldn't want a winery?
You look like a winery guy.
But there were enough people that were like, no, this thing stinks. I want nothing to do with this winery. No, thank you. It'd be like if those people, the day this winery opens up because it got passed, are the first people in line to then be sipping their wines and having a good time at this winery. Like, no. I'm going to need you to sit this one out for just a little bit. If this goes well, I'm going to need you to sit this out just a little bit. You don't get to be in the introductory line and have all the good fun and do all that stuff right away. If this goes well, I'm going to need the people that were hating on Shador to just kind of sit, relax for a second or two. And then let everyone else have a good time.
I say live and let live. I say hop on board the Shador train.
It's like that winery. I'm going to be like, you don't get your Pinot Grigio quite yet. You don't get the Pinot Noir yet. You wait a little bit.
Which Pinot do they get?
Wait just a little bit. Depends. Do they want a white? Do they want a red, Nick? I don't know.
That's always a big tale. Like, you never just, which are you? It's the tannins. The tannins.
Oddly enough, I'm really not much of a wine guy.
I feel like you can grow into that.
No, it's just really not for me. You know what I don't like? I don't like being wine drunk. You know how you get drunk with certain alcohols and they do different things for you?
I'm pretty aware.
I've never enjoyed a wine drunk. Never enjoyed a wine drunk.
Yeah? How would you say is like the defining feature of a wine drunk versus any other drunk?
It just makes my head hurt, man. But like, I think it started when in college, I had a buddy of mine, his dad actually owned a winery, right? And we went to his house and we ended up being a house that we went to a decent amount. His dad had a bunch of wine that we could basically just have. It was like unlimited alcohol in college is the point here, right?
Great parenting.
And it was what it was. And so we started playing like beer pong with all the Pinot Grigio that he had down there.
Yeah.
And so like every night for like at least a month straight, we played beer pong with Pinot Grigio, and I just can't even look at white wines anymore.
Mm. Now, did you learn your lesson from playing with a Pinot?
Just a bad wine. Just a bad wine.
Did you learn your lesson from playing with a Pinot?
I think so.
All right.
I think so. You're not even funny for trying.
I don't know. Matt giggled.
Yeah, no, you giggled.
You're just mad I made a Pinot pun.
Have I just met you for the first time?
All right, some predictions given
in
here.
Is something wrong with Nick if he's not making the Pinot pun?
Motivated, dedicated, one touchdown, three interceptions, four sacks. Casper the Friendly Ghost. Over 300-plus yards total, though, total yards. And then saying, let's go 12. Dex Tossie? 18 of 32, 225 yards.
Is this just Nick Reed's YouTube content? That's all day. What is this?
This is how we get into a good mukbang, right?
Is this the new show?
Yeah.
The new show is just, hey, you comment on the YouTube chat and we got you.
Mm.
It's like seven YouTube chat comments already.
This is a great pepperoni pizza. Also, yes, I do have three chins. Raul Havana, 54-48. Oh, now you made me lost my place there.
It's the Havana song.
However, what's truly on the line for Shador on Sunday?
I think this might be the biggest game Shador has ever played, hands down. I don't even know that it's close.
He did play at Colorado.
But this is it. This is the biggest game he's ever played in, and this is as much as I think he's going to do well, and then this will continue on, and we'll have a chance to see Shador finish out the season and everything that accompanies that. If Shador doesn't look good in this game, you can make an argument this is the only chance he'll have in the NFL to showcase what he can do. If this looks bad and this goes sideways, Dylan Gabriel starts in the 49ers game. No guarantee Shador gets a chance the rest of the season. And then I don't know what happens to Shador next season, especially if you have a new head coach in there, where a new head coach could just be like, I don't want the distraction. I don't want the whatever comes with Shador. And maybe they just send him off to football hell where he just gets to hang out for years on end. Like, this is a pivotal game in the Shador Sanders experience.
Also, PJ on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel saying, chill out, JP, give us some love. See, now you hurt the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel's feelings. This is where you get all in your need.
Well, I'll live if that's the case.
To make wine and...
I'll be fine.
Your Pinot love. 216-474-0092. Quick Hits coming up at 2:40. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL Insider. See if he loves Pinot at 3 o'clock today. Ted Nguyen, senior writer for The Athletic in the Just Win podcast. I'll try not to butcher the name when he's on with us at 4 o'clock today. Daryl Ryder coming up at 6 o'clock today. It is a football Friday. It is an F-off Friday. In case you haven't detected as of yet, but 216-474-0092, what's truly on the line for Shador on Sunday? JP says the whole shebang is on the line. Do you agree? And we will get to the odds that Shador is last in line, finally, the thing that we've all been waiting for with the Browns, in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Being not only interesting from a Browns fan perspective, but also watching him develop and having him have the opportunities. If that's the cross we have to bear, that's the cross we have to bear.
Can I prepare you for one more thing? Because you are my friend. You are my closest friend in the lineup here. Uh-huh. And I don't want you to be just overcome with rage on Monday.
It might happen. I mean, I like the prep, though. I like to think about these things ahead of time.
I will tell you, I think there's a chance Shador has a nice game on Sunday. The Browns win, and they still go back to Dillon.
And that will enrage me.
Yeah.
What scared me about today with the practice thing.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think that's partial tipping of the hand. The fact that Stefanski has been non-committal. What if Shador plays well? What does that mean for him? And he says, I'm not really thinking about that right now. I think guys who are really enamored with Stefanski outside of Cleveland, they're going to need to see an overwhelming amount of evidence, indisputable evidence, that Shador is him, as it were. They're going to need to see that on Sunday to change their position or even move just a couple inches on it. By the way, if I feel that way about the guys who know Stefanski, talk to Stefanski, who believe in Stefanski, I kind of think we should just remember how Stefanski treated Dillon in this process, which has given him every opportunity to speed up that development, to be where he needed to be. And the way that he treated Shador is more of a long play. I don't think we should assume one great game and Shador's in for the rest of time. I just don't think it works that way, and I think we kind of have to prepare ourselves for
that. Well, and I don't want to put the cart before the horse here, though. I really do. I need to see this thing play out, because I'm already getting tweets in here, and people are like, well, what if it goes horribly? And it's like, we just have to play out every scenario today? Is that how this is going to work? I don't know. Our eyes will tell us more on Sunday and how it goes. And yeah, are there going to be people that on Monday, if it doesn't go well, instead of just saying, I was wrong? Because really, it's a game and a half. You really want people to be like, I was wrong on somebody after a game and a half? Like, that just feels too premature. It's why this last Monday, after a really bad half of football, I came in, admitted it was a bad half of football, but I couldn't really do much else. It's just that, a half of a game of football. And I think the people that are already trying to dunk on Shador after that is they've shown themselves as being overreactionary and not in a way that I find appeasing.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like, I didn't believe in Dillon Gabriel, right? Still don't. Like, the idea that Shador could play well on Sunday and not be the starter in the very next game after that against San Francisco is as infuriating to me as it is to you, even though I'm Shea Switzerland and you're Shea Porter. At the same point, I wasn't rooting against Dillon Gabriel when I watched him play. And I think what's interesting is I think there are still a lot of self-proclaimed Browns fans who are rooting against Shador on Sunday, and that I don't get. I wish to heavens I was wrong on Dillon Gabriel, and that he was actually a legit 6 foot, and that he actually could do things physically. Because guys, I don't want to watch another second of crappy quarterback play. I've done it. I've seen it all. All right, I'm the oldest man in the world that's lived to see everything, and now it's time to see Jesus. All right, I need that light. I want the light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't understand the segment of fans out there who just don't want this to be the thing, or who honestly at this point, and it's not just fans. It's guys in the media who would rather be right about Shador being bad or being this, that, or the other, rather than just being like, well, I got that run wrong, and that kid's really good, and now I guess we have a starting quarterback for the next X amount of years.
They miss the point of this often, then. We're like Evo Knievel. We get paid for the attempt. That's the reality of it. You don't have to be proven right or wrong. Why don't you just root for the team to be interesting and fun and have a good Sunday?
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because the second I saw Dillon was back at practice today, I was like, oh, okay, sure. Because that's where we are
now. We know where it's going.
Well, I mean, I think that gets back to the idea
That's why this Sunday is important. That's why I think you get one shot if you're Shador. You can't blow this.
Yeah, and not just that, but like you get one shot, which might begat another shot. And so like Jake Murren, our intrepid producer and 92.3 The Fan YouTube mod. That's what the word I was looking for. I got the words out eventually. But he had said he had came up with a great topic, which is like, what are the odds that Shador is the last quarterback that starts this season for the Cleveland Browns?
Mm-hmm.
And I would put it at like 3%. Because it's the second half of the season. I'm putting that, like that first part, I'm putting it on because Browns math, right? I can't recall the last time we had a guy be the third starter, and it's by going into week 12.
I mean, it'd be Joe Flacco because he was the fifth starter, and then he started the final six games.
But other than that.
Other than that, though.
Other than that one, I cannot recall. No, I mean, so there's the general Browns math of it, and I think the next week or two is about trying to convert Kevin Stefanski to the supporter.
You have to pull off what Joe Flacco pulled off, though. That is the point. We go to that reference for a reason. Like, you have to pull off what Joe did, where even though he was the fifth quarterback and you had six games remaining, you instantly knew that he gave the offense a breath of fresh air and he gave an offense a jolt. And it was undeniable. Okay. Even, the second game back in that whole stretch, there was moments in that. The Rams game, for instance, there was an awful interception that Joe had the way that he does. And it was, no one was like, oh, well, now we have to send him to the pine and bring on quarterback number six. No, it was like, this guy gave you a jolt you hadn't seen before. So like, if Shador gives you that, that's how I think they end up riding this thing all the way out. But yeah, it'll take that. And it's a great game to at least be starting this way.
I think that's
like, this is the game to do it.
That's what makes it so fascinating, is this is a good matchup, not just because of the Raiders being booty cheeks, but the kind of defense they play is the kind of defense that Shador has had success on in the Carolina game. So there's some through line there. This is not a team that even when they have blitzed has been a very good at blitzing. So like, I think that's a really bad team, and you have a chance. I think your defense is absolutely going to give you a chance against just a dog butt offense in and of its very self in mm-hmm. the Las Vegas Raiders. But then you go to, all right, the Browns math. All right, how many times has a guy come in halfway through the season and stabilized the ship? It's Joe Flacco, right? Once you get to this point, 99% of the years with the Browns, now this is just the next sacrificial lamb we're about to throw on the volcano to stop it from blowing up, right? Okay, so then you've got that. Then you've got the fact that the Browns are historically bad when rookies start.
Yeah, they're at 0-17 is the number since 1999. It's really awful. But that's, you want to be quote-unquote legendary, then you have to do legendary things.
Like, I think that's the point.
You want to be special, show a special. One thing people loved about Baker, Nick, right out of the gate, not just the Thursday night game against the Jets, but like instantly you started watching all of these records kind of fall away, and all these old numbers we had that was built up just dropped to the wayside because you had to. If you're going to be that guy, you had to start doing some of that.
Yeah, and I think like that again gets back to the idea of, unless he's otherworldly good or otherworldly bad, like the people that don't like Shador are going to say, well, he's playing against the Raiders. And the people that do love Shador rightfully are going to say, what about 0-17 with rookie quarterback since 1999?
Which, by the way, that I feel like it should come with some little asterisk, only because the Baker game was a loss. By the way, his first start was against the Raiders, too, oddly enough. But you remember that game. That was the Nick Chubb game. But that was a 45-42 game. Oh, that was an overtime game. So like Baker Mayfield and that offense put up 42 points in that loss, okay? If Shador does something like that, no one's complaining about it, even if it ends up being a loss.
By the way, the Texas Truth saying the Browns' previous quarterback play has got you discombobulated. It's a new day. You got to let it go. No, a quarterback has to let us has to help us let it go.
Unfortunately, that is that's the conversation of someone that, and maybe I'm wrong, Texas fan, whatever your name was on YouTube, the Texas Truth, but like,
do you want to get Daryl in here to pronounce that one?
It's really something you had to live for a long time to understand and really get there. It took me a few years to understand. Like, there's just things that happen to the Browns and only the Browns, and there is a Browns math to it all that doesn't exist for other NFL teams that exist here.
So, given that he's a fifth round pick, given Browns math, given the Browns rookie math, I put it like a 3% chance right now today that Shador's the last guy, the last quarterback to start a game for the Browns this season. What's your percentage?
I'm like 25%.
That's not bad.
I'm much higher, mainly because I think if he balls out, I think if he looks really good, and that's the expectation that I have to have right now, I think if he looks really good, I think he gets a chance for the 49ers. 49ers game is going to be pivotal, but it's too much faith in somebody that's shown me no reason to have faith in them. With Stefanski and this coaching staff, but I just don't know how you ever go back and move off of him if he looks good.
I think
if the offense shows a pulse, I just don't know how you move off of that.
I think my expectation is that it's going to be interesting. I don't think it's going to be all good interesting. I think there's going to be some bad interesting, but my hope is that there's enough good interesting to win this game. Like, that's, to me, like, I know we're going to get into satellites, and I do think 89%, and I'm going to go 99% of the outcomes for Shador's stat line, I think 99% of them having us arguing on Monday, how good was he really? Or how bad was he really? Right? There's like 1% of games that he's just so good or so bad, it's undeniable, and he just can't argue. So I think there's, I can already tell that there's a huge Donnybrook coming amongst the Browns masses on Sunday, no matter what Shador does. But like, this is a winnable game. And I, again, like, is he going to be good? Is he going to be bad? I don't know how anyone can say. I just am excited. I'm excited to see something interesting because I already know the Browns when they're bad and not interesting on offense. I'd like to know the Browns when they're, even if they're bad but interesting on offense. At this point, I'll take that because it has just been the wrong mix of completely unwatchable and completely bad.
Well, and it's not as if this just started this year either. I mean, we're going back as a 3-win season last year. And really, after the Deshaun injury, I would call it after the Jameis Winston win, the Pittsburgh win, I guess, the snow globe game. What have you had to really be like, this is fun?
I mean,
this is a good time.
Even go to the pre-Joe Flacco times in 2023. Like, P.J. Walker was unwatchable. DTR was unwatchable. Deshaun Watson was certainly not watchable. I think the two stretches of watchable Browns quarterback play that I've gotten in since you traded Baker Mayfield has been a couple games of Jacoby Brissett and a couple games of Joe Flacco. The bar is tremendously low, but because it's Shador, it also seems to be tremendously high. 216-474-0092. What are the odds that Shador is the last quarterback to start a game for the Browns this season? Quick hits coming up with a real disappointment on 92.3 The Fan.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Mm. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Man.
From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
go Angels, Angels,
to the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry, hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
The Bills fell to the Texans 23-19 on Thursday Night Football last night, with the Bills falling to 7-4 on the season. It was, I wouldn't call that game a watchable game last night. It was, I was in and out of it and frustrated multiple times, but getting to the Bills, they're now two games back in the, I almost said AL East, in the AFC East. Are the Bills the most disappointing team in the NFL this season?
Oh, no, I don't look at it that way. The way I look at it is it's just kind of proven that Josh Allen has to be perfect, and I think that's an unfair spot for Josh Allen. You know, a couple years ago when the Chiefs started taking weapons away from Patrick Mahomes and everyone's like, well, what's going on here? And they loaded up the defensive side of the ball. The Bills and Bean really just tried to copy, I think, what they were doing and just stripping pieces away from Josh Allen, and he went too far. Mm-hmm. And I think that's kind of the point, is that although Josh Allen can be Superman, everyone, even Superman, needs some help.
Yeah, so it's interesting. I think defensively, I don't think they're actually this bad. I think they're just going through a rough stretch. If you look, they've got guys on defense.
They have guys. That's a pretty good defense, all things considered.
When you see, like, okay, maybe Joey Bosa isn't who Joey Bosa was 3 years ago, but by and large,
he was off to a great start to the season.
I expect the defense to figure itself out. The offense, I don't know. And I think that because, like, James Cook's a nice player. He's not a great player. The tight ends are both nice players.
And Keon Coleman's out to lunch. I don't know what's going on there. But, so I always believe that when GMs get defensive in the offseason, it's because what's happening is that they've identified a sore spot within the team, the media has, and there's a reason why. Do you remember that, June or July? WGR had Bean on, and then he lost it on him.
Yeah.
Remember that clip? We played it here on the show. He lost it on him about, all you fans think you guys know everything. We have more than enough wide receivers. You guys are the same idiots that thought we should have taken Josh Rosen instead of Josh Allen, and lost it on him. And what he was really telling everybody is, yes, I know we don't have enough wide receivers for Josh Allen, and we're watching this season as they don't have enough wide receiver play for Josh Allen.
So is this, in Browns parlance, is this when J-Dub took the victory lap on social media trolls after one win, and conveniently we've not heard from J-Dub since?
Yes, because the sore spot was poked, as people like to put it. You know what I mean? Like, you got to a spot that you knew would bother him in many ways, and so I think that's an accurate read there. All right, let's go to the other side of this game, because we did get a couple tweets on this one, so I'd like to make this a thing. Davis Mills. This is not him proving that Davis Mills is good at football.
Is better than
mine. From ProFootballTalk.com. Davis Mills proves that he belongs. I don't know.
So that sounds like that headline does say that he belongs.
I don't know that three games and wins against Jacksonville, Tennessee, and Buffalo all of a sudden proves that the giraffe neck belongs. I don't know if that proves that.
Let me ask you.
When he's got the same passer rating as Justin Fields this year. I just don't know if that proves that.
Has the giraffe won a bunch of games?
He is a winner of games. I'll say that.
So
for this season. How about we go back to when he started in the NFL? Actually, like, started a whole season and led the league in interceptions.
Young players can get better.
We
thank
just
you very
conveniently
much.
Forget all of these things around Davis Mills.
Listen, I've heard people push Kenny Pickett on me, so I don't want to hear any quarterback judgment out there. I think Davis Mills is better than being a backup. I don't know that makes him a top 20 starter in the NFL, but do I think you can win games with Davis Mills? Yes.
It's a weird glow up for a guy that we watched play for two seasons and not really do anything but turn the ball over a ton, and now through three games is the same passer rating as Justin Fields, and people are acting like all of a sudden, like people are putting on the same same stratosphere as Mac Jones for what he's doing San Francisco.
That's silly.
Okay, as long as we can acknowledge that, we're going a little too overboard here.
I mean, I think Davis Mills is kind of like the same lines of like Trey Lance, where like Davis was really good in college. He just was never healthy. And so he was in college for like 5 years, but played like 20 games or something like that. So I look at it and I'm like, well, he's a big physical guy. He does have some traits that are interesting. I would like, if you're not, if Kyler Murray or a Tua Tagovailoa, if those guys are off the table, then the other thing you can do is go to the retread pile. And I think I'd rather Davis Mills than Kenny Pickett. I think I'd rather Davis Mills than, oh my gosh, who are the other, J.J. McCarthy. I think I'd rather, I'm not saying he's going to be great. I just think he's interesting.
You're like, you want him over Deshaun Watson is the reality. I think that's where we're like, okay, let's do that. Because it seems like they're trending towards just throwing Deshaun out of the field. So it's like, if that becomes the case, I'll also accept Davis Mills too. Okay. Can we put that on the table?
I think it's Deshaun, it's Kenny Pickett, it's a bunch of guys who just aren't it. And then there's Davis Mills, and then there's a lot of really good football players ahead of him. I guess we'll do this. Oh, damn it, I lost it. Oh, okay, so we had somebody on the 92.3 The Fan YouTube channel that said, and I'm sorry I didn't see it because it happened real quick there. I think it's Cup H7O saying that he hoped Tommy Rees allows Shador to throw the ball down the field on that first drive and take a couple shots. If you're the Browns, do you let Shador take a couple shots down the field, or do you do the old let's let him settle into the game bit?
Okay, so I've thought way too much about this because the scripted plays matter the most, I feel like, for young players. They're very important, right? In my mind, I would think to myself, well, they're going to run the ball with Quinshon early, and that would be part of the key to this all, to the point where it feels like one of those games where you'd have so much involvement with the running game, you're like, I don't even know that Shador's playing in this game. That's like the rate that they would go, but I feel like the scripted part of this is going to matter so much that I hope they lean into the idea that, yes, they will be able to throw the ball downfield a little bit with Shador. I don't envision that happening, but it'd be a nice surprise if it does.
I think it has to happen. I don't think you got to stop being predictable. And that includes if you run on first down versus if you run on second down and varying that up a little bit. Part of the reason that it doesn't matter who the quarterback is you just have been the most predictable team. It's going to take a throw from Shador on like a first and 10 to go 30 yards for them to clinch.
So is the game plan, let's have Shador and the defense go win the game, or is the game plan, let's have the defense and the run game win the game? Because
I think you know what the plan's going to be.
And
I think the problem is
me.
That's been the plan and it hasn't worked.
I agree with you 100%, because that's the part that scares me, though, is that idea, is that, like, again, this is another Browns conversation where it's like what we would do is just entirely different than what it seems like they would do. They just keep choosing the different path, and that different path has not worked out for them in recent years, so that is what it is. All right, I wanted to play this clip for you from Bill Simmons, okay? Bill Simmons was going through the biggest sliding doors moment of the last 10 years in the NBA. He brought his mailbag back into the equation, and so he's taking some of these questions. And I want to see if you agree with the sliding doors, the biggest sliding doors moment in the NBA in the past decade. Here we go.
Bigger sliding doors moment in terms of overall impact to the NBA. Draymond's ball shot to LeBron late in game 4. I think Cleveland loses game 5. Golden State goes down as the greatest single season regular season team ever. KD cannot sign with Golden State if they win the title. He just can't. LeBron never wins in 2016, which puts an incredible amount of pressure on 2017. Now, if Durant's not there in 2017, maybe they could have won that one. Kyrie never gets his shot in game 7. That becomes his one great moment and becomes the thing people always pointed to until he had his Dallas redemption. Curry wins back-to-back, and then also the favorite of 2017 historically puts him on a whole other level. But the big one is LeBron not winning in Cleveland, and if he hadn't won in Cleveland in 16, 17, 18, would he have just stayed? That is the best sliding doors of the last 10 years, no question.
So it's interesting to think about, but I think the premise is false because you weren't winning game 5 whether Draymond was on the court or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're losing that game. That was the Kyrie and LeBron 41-point game. They each scored 41. Draymond wasn't going to be the difference. You won that game by 15 points.
Yeah.
Draymond's not the difference in that game. You're not winning game 5. You're not winning game 6. Like, none of that. That's not a sliding doors moment. You're just rewriting history.
Yeah, I think the sliding doors moment is just Kevin not going to Golden State. Because I think if Kevin didn't go to Golden State, I think you split the next two titles. And I think 2019, which ended up going the way of the Raptors, I think that's the basically the rubber match between Cleveland and Golden State and who gets to be proclaimed the winner there.
And then if LeBron then wins two titles in that stretch, maybe he does just stay because he's winning a lot of titles and we keep this thing going.
Yeah, I mean, I think if Durant never signs in Golden State, I do think LeBron's here at least an extra year. Because I think you win at least one more title. And by the way, you might have won more than one more title after that. Like, you might have had more on your side to convince Kyrie to stay. Maybe there's a Kevin Love trade earlier that allows you to unlock a different level. Like, but I agree. Like, I do think it's Kevin Durant. I think that part of what Bill said is 100% right in terms of the sliding door moment. All right, Giants rookie running back Cam Scataboo. He's got a season-ending injury.
Scataboo again?
And he is, well, he's given him more time to stream on Twitch. And he celebrated passing 10,000 subscriptions on Twitch in a Cam Scataboo kind of way.
Wait, this might be too much liquid for my shoe. All right, that's too much.
Yeah, that's...
Huh?
All right. So what happened is, because that sounds
too much
moderately
for his shoe,
and then it so got sexual. So he poured an energy drink into his shoe and then drank out of it.
Oh yeah.
To celebrate. So what accomplishment?
I did see that headline somewhere.
Would have Jonathan Peterlin chugging an energy drink out of his dirty shoe.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. You remember in
nothing. Not winning the lottery.
No, nothing's. I'm not drinking out of my shoe. What was that called when you drink beer out of your shoe, and people would do it in college? And I just thought it was the grossest
das
thing ever.
Das Boot? It was from Beer Fest, right?
Well, there is in Beer Fest. It's actually shaped as the boot, and then you drink out of it that way. And they have the whole scene where they do that. What is it called?
A shoey.
That's right. That's right. You're 100% right on
it's
that.
Also, a pretty decent setup guy in the late 90s.
Not a chance. Am I drinking it out of my shoe?
I think there are more things that I would do if I won the lottery. I'm doing a shoey.
One of the grossest things. I would drink a lot in a lot of ways, but a shoey would just be too gross for me.
If I sell a movie script that goes on to be like the next Harry Potter or the next Fast and Furious, and I'm all of a sudden generational money comes my way. If the money train comes in, I'm doing a shoey.
I don't ever think like shoey doesn't cross my mind as like ways to like, hey, let's celebrate this though. I'm like the top like 500 ways to celebrate. A shoey is not on that list.
All the other ways are ways you're going to want to celebrate. This is a way of you're like atoning to the gods of like, hey, you gave me something. I'm going to give you a little content there.
Oh, I remember one time in college, a bunch of our friends we had, they all passed around the same shoe too. And they just kept chugging beers out of the same shoe, and they went person to person and was doing all the beers out of the same shoe. And I was like, that's not for me. I was more of a germaphobe in that part of my life than I am right now. But that did never would that cross my mind.
I beer bonged Boone's Farm, and I don't mean just a little Boone's Farm. I mean, we filled it up to the top.
Yeah.
And I don't remember what the cause was. Why did
Boone's
it?
Farm, little Franzi, a little slap in the bag action.
It was a great night. And from what I can remember, it was a great night.
Yeah. Do you think this was a new shoe? This had to have been a new shoe, right?
No. It looked like a dirty old... Camp Scataboo.
It was one of his cleats.
Yeah.
One of his
Camp
cleats?
Camp Scataboo. You think that guy's
one
got
of his
couth?
Cleats?
Yeah.
All right, maybe I'm more of a germaphobe than I thought I've made a lot of strides in that department. I don't think I have after this conversation.
That's all right. He is the weird one. He is a knob. He being Cam Scataboo. Brian Baldinger, Odyssey NFL insider, sets the expectation for Shador Sanders' first start in the NFL in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Congratulations.
Honeymoon, here we come. Where's our car?
It's been stolen.
We'll call our insurance agent. I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Jen. You got our invite.
Love the dress.
Are we covered for this?
Of course. That's why you chose Auto Owners. We work together to get the right coverage. So when the unexpected happens, you know you're covered.
That's simple human sense.
Now, how do we get to the airport? Take mine.
Thanks, Jen.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners make sense for you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.